With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Pete Hegseth vows to bring warrior culture to the military if confirmed as President-elect Donald Trump's defense secretary pick. Testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee, Hegseth said he will reset the Pentagon's priorities along President-elect Trump's vision.
When President Trump chose me for this position, the primary charge he gave me was to bring the warrior culture back to the Department of Defense. He, like me, wants a Pentagon laser-focused on lethality, meritocracy, warfighting, accountability, and readiness.
The Republican-led Senate wants to have some of Trump's cabinet picks ready to be confirmed as soon as Inauguration Day, January 20th. The flame-fanning Santa Ana winds are whipping up in the Los Angeles area again today as firefighters and residents brace for another dangerous day.
Winds are increasing in the Los Angeles area, and there could be gusts of 70 miles per hour. National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Hall in California also says they have some of the driest air right now.
These extreme critical fire weather conditions that are coming together, that any new start could exacerbate the situation as far as the number of fires burning across Southern California and the impact on resources.
Firefighting planes could be affected. Red flag warnings are already in effect, and firefighters could be dealing with very dangerous situations. I'm Julie Walker.
Seemingly hundreds of law enforcement officials in South Korea have entered the residential compound of impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol in the capital of Seoul. It was their second attempt to detain him over his imposition of martial law last month. On Wall Street, the Dow by 221 points. This is SRN News. A new report on religious violence in Nigeria.
It's pretty shocking. 10,000 Christians murdered over the course of 2 years. Global Christian Relief has been adding up the numbers in Nigeria from November of 2022 through November of 2024, and it's worse than ever. Two Muslim terror groups are active in Nigeria, and they've made it their explicit goal to kill every Christian in the country or drive them all out, ushering in a Sharia state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of Roe v. Wade's repeal, the battle over abortion's changing. Since most abortions are now carried out using drugs rather than through surgical procedures, pro-life lawmakers are moving in that direction. Four states, Indiana, Missouri, New Hampshire, and Tennessee, have bills introduced aimed at banning abortifacients. Louisiana has classified the drugs as dangerously controlled substances. This is SRN News. Government inspectors documented unsanitary conditions at several Boar's Head deli meat plants.
Not just the Jarrett, Virginia factory that was shut down last year after a deadly outbreak of listeria poisoning sickened more than 60 people and killed 10. Reports from Boar's Head plants in Newcastle, Indiana, Forest City, Arkansas, and Petersburg, Virginia, described multiple instances of slime, dripping condensation falling on food, mold, insects, and other problems dating back roughly 6 years. The U.S. Agriculture Department says there are now new, stronger measures to control listeria. Boar's Head says the violations did not meet their high standards. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Lawmakers in the Virginia House of Delegates passed a resolution on Tuesday enshrining rights to abortion, going against the wishes of Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin. More details at SRNNews.com.